Greetings to everyone and happy Sabbath. Had many blessings this week as in the United States we have celebrated to a degree, to varying degrees, Independence Day. True independence is found only in one place. Independence is found in Yahshua, or Jesus Christ. And it's a victory over self that gives us that independence. Today, we have a subject entitled, Give Him Glory. We would give Him glory for our independence. We would not give man glory, or vain glory, or stupid shouting, or stupid celebration. We would give Yah glory for our independence. So let's turn to Matthew 5:16. And look at some scriptures about giving Yah glory. Glorifying Yah for our independence from evil, from guilt, from bondage of sin. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and to glorify your Father which is in heaven. This week, many people took in light shows. It is a custom in this country to have fireworks extravaganzas, many of which cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce. And they make a beautiful light show in the heavens. And people by the hundreds and even thousands come flocking to see the lights and the destruction and the violence and the noise of the celebration. And they sit there as if in worship to the gods of light. And Yahshua says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your light, your good works, and glorify or illuminate your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 2:12, I believe, is the next one. Matthew 2:12. No, sorry, it must have been Mark 2:12. My writing was a little degenerated there. That's it. Let's start a little above that and say, immediately in verse 8, and immediately when Yahshua perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart, whether it is easier to say to the sick or paralyzed of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he hath said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified Yah, saying, we never saw it on this fashion, or we have never seen anything like this. This morning we had a testimony. One of the brothers said, there was a beam of light that shone from the heavens through the clouds, burning through the clouds, burning through the limbs on those trees in a dark area. The sunshine was streaming through in a very bright beam. And his words were these, I have never seen anything like it in my life. That's exactly what these people were saying here. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I am sure that sometime in your life, you first went to one of these large light shows, or saw one on the television, or on a movie, or somewhere you saw this extravaganza. And you might have said to yourself, oh, I have never seen anything like this before. There are ways of men to show their illumination. There are ways of men to celebrate. A day of rejoicing. Now some will have birthday parties. Some will have Christmas parties. Some will have Easter parties. Some will have Independence Day parties. The world will find a way to have a party at any day of rejoicing. For the Christian, every day is a day of rejoicing. And therefore, for the Christian, every day is a party. A time to rejoice. A time to show off the fireworks. A time to show your good works. That those around you might see it and say, I have never seen anything like that in my life. Luke 7:16. This is the section where Yahshua raises a widow's son. In verse 14 he says, and he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified Yah, saying, that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that Yah hath visited his people. Do we have to work some wonderful miracle for people to say Yah has visited his people? I hope not. But the conditions of this world have gotten and are becoming so evil and so bad that if we are connected and living Yah's life through Yahshua, through His Spirit, it will be such a miraculous display that people will say, surely Yah has visited His people. This is no small matter. The problem that we are faced with in Christendom today is that as the generation has become more perverse and wicked, the Christians have followed suit. And they have stopped glorifying their Father in heaven. And they've begun to glorify the men on earth. Technology, technology, technology. We hear it everywhere. And as human beings, we love it. Oh, there's another invention that makes this easier now. Maybe one of these days you won't even have to get out of bed. You'll have a button you can push and your clothes just get thrown on you. And you push another button and your breakfast comes sliding right out to you. And you push another button and the bathroom comes wheeling in. And we can just get real ridiculous with this thing of technology here today. But people want an easy life. One time I invented something. It was a remote automobile starter. In case you all don't know it, I'm the inventor. I saw one in Sam's Club the other day, and I got no credit for it at all. But actually, I thought of this thing years ago, and I let something discourage me from pursuing it. Actually, the technology probably wasn't far enough advanced at that time for it to work properly. But they have them today. They're selling them commonly, and a few people might even buy them and use them. You can sit in your house, and you can punch the little, like a TV remote control panel, and start up your car and warm it up in the winter, and start up your car and cool it down in the summer and have it ready to go when you go outdoors. Very nice. I think next I'm going to invent, and please beat me to it. I don't have time. I'm going to invent a remote control lawnmower. Oh, one of the brothers is going to tell me they already have them. Well, I was late on that one. We ought to all have one, right? A remote control lawnmower that mows the lawn and doesn't knock down the church sign. Or the flowers. Technology is going to have to get real good. They might even have it to where it looks like a guy's walking behind it, and the technology might get so good that sweat would come off of his forehead. And we can get ridiculous about this one. Technology drives us to ridiculous ends. But Yah has said we are to earn our bread how? By the push of a button? By the sweat of your brow. Well, this time of year in this area of the country, you don't have to work too hard to get a sweat breaking. You can walk around the block and do that. But the principle is that to appreciate life, to appreciate what you have, to appreciate what Yah has given you, you really need to work for it. And in working for it, what happens? You glorify Yah. Nobody really is too impressed with a button pusher. But somebody that's willing to get out there and work hard and earn a day's living, everybody has respect for that guy. And some of us will earn the sweat of our brow in an air-conditioned office. Okay, we're blessed. And let me say this. There is a sweat that is invisible. Have you ever sweated that sweat? There are deadlines to meet. There are people to please in high places. And when your boss says, this needs to be done by this date, and you don't know how it could be done in a month, there's a certain amount of sweat going on. Some people call it stress. But Christians have a way out of that. They have the peace that surpasses all understanding. And they have a way through the power of the Holy Spirit to get the job done. Glorifying Yah. Luke 17, 15 and 16. Same book, just over a few pages. Luke 17. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified Yah. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So, giving thanks to Yah is a form of glorifying him. I just thought of another invention that I need to invent. I need to invent an air conditioner that doesn't make noise. For those of you that are listening by internet or tape, our sanctuary has air conditioning, but it makes noise. And therefore, we have to turn it off during these sermons. And so when people worship here, it's as if they were earning their bread by the sweat of their brow. And so Pastor Chick has to keep these things as short as possible during this time of the year. In the winter, we will be able to have it longer. And maybe in the meantime, we will be able to invent an air conditioner that doesn't make noise. Just a little side there. Luke 23:47. Now, when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified Yah, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. Have you ever seen somebody drop some money out of their wallet or out of their hand or they will be at a cash register paying a bill and they'll drop some money on the floor and not know it. And once in a while, there will be somebody. You see, here's the way this one goes. If it's a penny, nobody bothers with it. Except me. If it's a dollar, people will reach down, pick it up, and say, oh, you dropped a dollar. If it's a $100 bill, the person walks over real close to the guy that drops it, bumps into him, steps on it to hide it, and say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't see where I was going. And then when they move back, they drag their foot with the $100 bill under it, keeping it well hidden until the guy's long gone, and then they reach down inconspicuously and pocket the $100. That's the way it goes in the world, you know. I have had people somewhat surprised when I stooped over and picked up a dollar bill and handed it to them. Now, if it was a $100 bill, they would say, certainly, this was a righteous man. Glorifying, yeah. John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified or honored, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Have you ever gone to collect fruit off of a tree and found no fruit? Last year, we pruned our blueberry plants. We have about 150 blueberry bushes out at the farm in Rienzi, Mississippi. It's a lot of blueberry bushes. And I must confess, we haven't cared for them nearly as well as they do over there at Uchi Pines Institute in Alabama. I think they have about 1,500 of them. They have a regular blueberry farm. But we did quite a pruning of these things. And I was really looking forward to a blueberry harvest this year. And I would check on them from time to time, and I would see new growth, you know. New limbs coming, new growth, new leaves. Oh, they were looking pretty. And recently I thought, well, it must be time for the blueberries. I'll go down and get some blueberries. I went down there and I found not one blueberry to eat. It was a disappointment. Now, I don't know if we did something wrong in our pruning process or if we had a late frost that, you know, destroyed the young blossoms or what. I really don't know. But we had no blueberries this year. And I noticed that we don't have any apples, really, to speak of. Very small little apples. When Yahshua returns, he's expecting to pick first fruits. he's expecting to be able to show forth the best fruit ever in one place. The scripture asks the question, will he find faith in the earth? Will he find fruit when he comes to his vineyard? He says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Glorifying the Father through bearing much fruit. Galatians 1, 23 and 24. Galatians 1, 23 and 24. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed. This is talking about Paul, who was Saul, who has now become a Christian. He used to persecute and kill the Christians. Now he's turned around, converted. In verse 24, and they glorified Yah in me, or for me. They glorified Yah. They gave thanks to Yah. They honored Yah because of the fruit that was produced in this Saul made Paul. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the word of Yah. If any man minister or serve, let him do it as of the ability which Yah giveth, that Yah in all things may be glorified or praised through Yahshua the Messiah, to whom be praise and dominion or honor forever and ever. Amen. One way to praise Yah is to speak the word of Yah and to serve in his power, in the gift and ability which Yah has given you. This is a way of giving thanks, praising, and glorifying our Father in heaven. And then on to 16, verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Yah on this behalf. Now the scripture saith, all who will live godly in Christ Yahshua shall suffer persecution. There are some Christians around the world, actually, that are suffering great persecution today. You can hear about it in the news from time to time. And they're not Sabbath-keeping Christians either. They're professing the religion of Christ. They are, to some degree, in apostasy, and yet they are suffering persecution. How is it in your Christian experience? Are you being praised? Are you being glorified? Are you being loved and appreciated for your Christianity? What, are you being persecuted? What is your experience? Well, it says here in this scripture, if any man suffer, any woman suffer, if any young person suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Yah on this behalf. Psalm 50, verse 23. Psalm 50, 23. Let's turn there. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of Yah. Praise is a glory to Yah. We are to praise him in all things. Rejoice and be glad in all things. This is a glorification to our Father in heaven. First Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. First Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of Yah? And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yah's. Everyone in this room belongs to Yah. Everyone in the world belongs to Yah. And we actually belong to Yah in two ways. Firstly, we belong to him by creation. And secondly, we belong to him through redemption, through the sacrifice of his only begotten Son Yahshua in his shed blood. So we are created in the image of Yah, and we are redeemed to be recreated into that like image. We are not our own, and therefore we are to glorify or honor our Maker in our body and spirit, which are his. Romans 3, 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of Yah. This is a fairly favorite scripture for some of our Christian friends, professedly Christian friends. They say, we're all sinners. See, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of Yah. We are failures, they're saying. I want to use a little example here that may be fitting to many of us in this room. Many of us are mechanics, technicians, what have you, having some abilities to fix or repair machinery and equipment. Let's say we undertake a job to fix a piece of expensive equipment, and we make some wrong decisions, and we do not fix it. In fact, we make the matter worse. Some might suggest that we are failures. They might even be tempted to fire us, or they might be thinking to say we are not good mechanics, nor are we good technicians. We are just sinners. But when we figure out what we did wrong, when we retrace our steps, when we repent and do it differently, when we figure out how to repair that piece of equipment, and then we succeed, what are they going to say to us then? They're going to say, well, I guess they are capable mechanics, capable technicians. No longer sinners. When we receive the life of Christ, when we are born again, translated by faith into His heavenly kingdom, we are converted. We are a new creature. We are bought with a price. We are not our own. And we are no longer sinners. We are no longer failures. We are saints, created anew by Yah Himself. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yes, in the past, we came short of the glory of Yah, but now that we are converted and children of the Most High, we glorify Him in what we do. We are saints. First Corinthians 10:31. First Corinthians 10 and 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of Yah. Therefore, or whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatever ye do, everything you do, may it be a glory to Yah. Consider for a moment. We have the power to decide, to make a choice. If there is a cup, if there is a glass, a bottle, any vessel holding a liquid, and we take our hand and place it upon that vessel and raise it to our lips, it is our choice. We have the power to decide whether to put that thing down or to tip it up and imbibe it. We are not forced to do it. We may be strongly tempted. Our flesh, our sinful flesh, may require us, in a sense, to indulge in that inappropriate drink. But we are not in the flesh. We have a quickening spirit. We have a life-giving spirit that has given us new life, new power, power to choose the right, power to pour that liquid down the drain if need be. if it is not glorifying to Yahshua. Whatever we do, that includes talking, where we go, how we do things. It would be well for us to ask the question, is what I'm about to do going to glorify Yahshua? People might be inclined to change their plans if they did that. I remember years ago, I was in secular education in high school years, and I had an aunt that raised me after my parents were gone and deceased. She was a Christian woman, and she had convictions. It was about time for the prom. That was a school-sponsored dance. And I wanted to go. I wanted to be with a particular young woman. But in my upbringing there, in the church where we attended, I was taught that dancing was not really a Christian activity. And I was really caught sort of between a rock and a hard place, because within me I longed to go, but something in my mind bothered me about that. So I went to my aunt and I asked her, may I have permission to go to the school prom? And my aunt was a very wise woman. She did not say yes, and she did not say no. She asked me a very straight question. And that question was, can you take Jesus with you? If you can take Jesus with you, I would say that you can go. I couldn't say anything at that point, and so I chose to retire to my bedroom. And as I recall, I fell to my knees at my bedside, and I went to prayer, asking the Savior if He would be willing to go with me to this school prom. It was as if He did not answer me for a time, and I waited what seemed to be some long hours. However, it was probably not very long. And then came into my mind the answer. He said to me, I cannot go with you. I would not enjoy going with you. That was very disappointing to me. My heart was hurt, but I could see before me that a choice had to be made. I could understand that if Yahshua could not feel comfortable going with me and being there, that it was not the proper place for me to go. And so I went back before my aunt and I reported to her. And I said, Auntie, I will not be going to the school prom. And what a warm smile came upon her face. As she had been praying that I would hear the voice of Jesus. For in her heart she knew that the Savior would not desire to be in that environment. I remember that very well. It has made a strong impression upon my mind, and I have carried it with me all of these many years. And I thank Yah that I had a godly aunt who did not elicit within me rebellion, but who posed the right question and allowed me and Yahshua to find the answer. And it was a glory to Yah. Revelation 14:7. Revelation 14:7. I want to start with Revelation 14:6. This is the beginning of the three angels' message. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yah, and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. The first angel's message. The instruction is to fear Yah and give glory or honor or character to Him. Because the hour of His judgment is come. Yes, the judgment is passing in review. Names are being called up before the judge, the Ancient of Days. Those who remain faithful to the close of probation will be sealed and will be fitted for translation without seeing death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Yah. It is not a work of man, because Yahshua is the author and finisher of our faith. It is the faith of Yahshua. It is the grace of Yah. It is the almighty power of Yah in His Son that changes the vile sinner into a saint prepared for heaven. Titus 2:14. tells us what we are to be. I'm going to start in verse 7. For the grace of Yah that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, that is, responsibly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great Almighty One and our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem or rescue us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. We are to glorify Yah in our body and in our spirit, being purified, becoming a peculiar people, zealous of good works, or good fruits. Good fruits which glorify our Father in heaven. First Peter 4:16. First Peter 4:16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Yah on this behalf. In Philippians 4:11 it says, I have learned that in whatever state I'm in, to be content. We are to glorify Yah in every situation, whether in suffering, whether in persecution, in every work of life. We are to praise and honor our Maker, and we are to give thanks as we serve mankind, growing in faith, growing in grace, growing in knowledge, repenting from all sin, and worshiping the Creator. Today, Yahshua comes to us by His Spirit, and He says, I bought you with my precious blood. I paid the price for you. You were created to be my brother. And I gave my life to win you back from the enemy of souls. I redeemed you. And I have a way that is best for you. Will you not follow? Will you not glorify our Father in heaven by joining with me this day? I challenge you, brothers and sisters, and all of you hearing this message. Yahshua is asking us to join Him in the worship of our Father, in true worship, in loving service of obedience, being thankful and praising Yah for His faithfulness. Whatsoever we do, in word or deed, may we do it all to the glory of Yah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you have established a righteous kingdom. We thank you that you have called us into that kingdom. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's only because few will choose it. There are only a few who will make the choice to glorify Yah in body and spirit. Thank you that this wonderful invitation has come to us. And as we share this invitation with others, Father, touch their hearts. Help them to see the blessed Savior appealing, knocking on the door of our hearts, that he might come in and dine with us, live with us, and have a relationship with us, that we might have true health and true eternal happiness. Thank you for being with us on this holy Sabbath, for blessing us with the special Sabbath blessing. And thank you that we know our Father is faithful. Dismiss us now, we pray, with your love and peace, until we meet again. In Yahshua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.